Jeez, Heiko, you spoke about it's all about the pace, but you didn't explain properly how to maintain that pace, how to learn how to maintain that pace. Good thing you joined today's show. Here goes, first the intro.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Yes, for some it is impossible. Some runners told me, listen, Heiko, I can't maintain a pace. You know, it's just too difficult. And some of them, if I listen to them long enough, even I believe I can't hold the pace anymore. Even I'm doubting, can I hold the pace? Because they're so convincing. They have got this whole argumentation in their head. They should be in the, have you seen the House of Commons, like when the guys in the parliament are sitting there, the guys and girls in the parliament sitting there, and they're like, the right honorable gentleman, you know, and they've got these, wow, arguments so perfectly crafted, each word sitting, striking the other person talks back. Well, guess what? We are runners. We're not sitting in the House of Commons. We're not. So why are you coming with such a fixed mindset? Plus, you're paying me money. You want coaching, but you've already got a fixed mindset. Jeez, waste of money. Rather take your family out for a meal. Okay, look, this podcast, ads free, by the way, it's dedicated to the subject of your mental attitude, helping you become a stronger, a faster, smarter, better feeling all around, a nice girl, a nicer guy, nicer runner. And you know, life experience has really taught me the power of believing in myself. And a lot of it came through running. And now you understand that if you believe you can, you will be able to succeed. So self-belief also has a major influence on your self-motivation. If you have motivation, you can achieve anything you set your mind to. And if I hadn't believed in myself and changed my thinking from I can't to I can, wow, I wouldn't be where I am today. But it was down to me to change the thinking from, am I going to become one of those people who can argument and can talk my way out of it? Can I dominate every discussion and come out on top? Yeah. Or am I going to change from a I can't attitude or a trying to be somebody who can argue everything into a I can attitude and focus on myself? Because anything else you're going to be doing, if you don't have the attitude of I believe in myself, I can, you're not going to be successful. And of course, if you have doubt, doubt is the killer number one. You know, it's a source of so much failure and can stop you. You're dead in your tracks. You know, even if you want to be successful, not just in running and anything else, and trying to learn how to pace, it is a frustrating experience for many a runner. But it doesn't need to be. That's why we started with some positive self-talk from the word go. We started with, you know, really telling you about, hey, if you're one of those persons who are like, oh, well, I just can't do it. Immediately, bam, this show started off with something positive. And that's how I want you to approach this whole thing about pacing. You don't need to listen to the doubts in your mind. You can replace them with faith. Last week's show, nice ending right there. But there are days where maybe it's just not there. But don't give up. Have the faith, because the faith is going to help you overcome the doubts you have in the long run. So that's why on this show, if you are hopeless in pacing and it feels like it doesn't make sense, Heiko, I'd rather want to know how I'm going to reach my 3-hour 30 marathon by some other method. No, it's going to be by pace. That's really it. And Heiko, I've got a GPS watch. It's fine. I don't need to listen to your show. I'm good. Bam, wham, bam. Thank you. Well, you never obviously had a GPS watch fail on you. And those mile markers, they're always not correct. And I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to be one of those who's going to run behind the 3:30 guy who's got 3:30 wording written on balloons ahead of you and it's this big crowd? No ways. How about learning to pace, getting pacing right, and increase your run performance? So, this faith, it means believing in something that you cannot prove. It's extremely powerful, but it'll increase your willpower and confidence. And how to believe in the ability of holding a steady time and repeating it again and again and again. You know, what about inclines? What about, you know, a tight left turn, a tight right turn? What about stop signs, traffic lights? You know, excuses are plenty. Don't worry. Just focus. Just focus on where you have a run distance. And we also spoke about that in one of the previous shows, which is your go-to run, where you know there's nothing stopping you. there's a track, or perhaps if you're living in a city, it's around a certain city block where there is no need to wait for a traffic light, where there is the chance to walk without cars running you over, okay? And because holding the pace, it's going to ensure that you have that correct finish time. Even if, and especially if you have a stumble. I mentioned last week's show, I once had a very bad fall whilst running, hurt my knee like mad. How are you going to recuperate from that? How are you then going to not settle for, well, just going to finish? How can you see, is there still some more space I have in my performance? And sometimes you start too fast. Why? Because you're excited and because you feel like you're stuck behind slow runners and you're not where you want to be. And that's the moment where you need to concentrate. You need to find out what your pace is, get composed, and then take or make the correct decision. So it starts off with, and this is maybe not what you want to hear, but stick with it. We'll get to the other part. The strength of mind and your willpower. Once you have that self-belief that you can get started at a certain time and maintain it, that needs to be in there. And it is possible, but it needs to be step one, the strength of mind and your willpower. If you're going to go in this training session with a half-hearted attitude, it's not going to work. You need the mind and the willpower to be powerful. And this will make the difference between success and failure. The ability to manage yourself. You need to manage yourself, not just in setbacks or in doubts, but you need to stay on track. So it's going to need self-discipline. Pacing requires self-discipline. So we've got the correct attitude. We've got self-discipline. These two things are not only helpful, they are absolutely necessary. And also a positive self-concept, which is directly related to the amount of self-belief you have a person have. As a sportsman, a sportswoman, you know, improving your performance is a long-lasting effort. And you're having faith. You're looking forward to something where you want to be. You're not there yet, but you have that willpower. You have that faith, that self-belief, that trust.
Gee, Heiko, means what exactly?
Well, okay, glad you asked. You know, let's start this way. Set aside one session a week to focus on running by feel.
What does it mean? I need to leave my watch at home. I always go out with my watch. I always take my iPhone with me.
Exactly. I'm saying once a week. Run by feel. Build up to hit a target pace. Okay? So what you're going to do is you can check the time when you leave. And no, you don't.
Well, I'm going to do what Heiko says. I'm going to wear my watch anyway, because, you know, by the time I head out of the door,
if I head out of the door 11, if I look at the watch and I head out, it might be 11:03. So that's going to give me an inaccurate time, isn't it?
You know, and by the time I head back and I'm walking inside, by the time I've actually reached the clock and looked at it, it'll be 12:05. But actually, I've only been...
Stop. Please stop. You don't need a watch. You head out of the door at 12. You go for a run. You come back. You look at the time. Okay? That's what you're going to do. That's running by feel. Now, what happens in that hour? You need to listen. You need to learn what your target pace feels like so you can lock into it without thinking, you know, that the numbers are going to look after themselves. You need to slow down. Counterintuitive. Yes, you need to slow down. But too many runners, they fall victim to the perils of that too fast start, you know? And then, what happens if you have a too fast start? You know what happens. You're going to slow down. You're going to have this yo-yo effect, and you're not going to be able to maintain the pace. It's easier to start slow, perhaps even a little bit too slow, and then increasing towards the right pace. It's like heading onto the freeway. You don't speed immediately. What you do is when you drive with your car onto the freeway, what happens is you adjust to the pace of others. And then as you get a feel for it, well, this guy in front of me, he's got an out-of-state number plate, so he doesn't know how to drive. Okay, let me pass him. And then you find your own pace. But you don't come out of the freeway. Or are you one of those people who do that? Like you go into the freeway and you put the foot down and you just, I hope you're not. You know, if you're listening to this show, you're not. don't be embarrassed about the pace. If there are others
running at the same time, don't suddenly become self-conscious and think, oh my goodness, you know, I've got to keep up. And that's why you noticed I talked in the beginning about things which sounded weird, strength of mind and willpower. I spoke about the correct attitude. I spoke about self-discipline, because these are the reasons you're not able to pace. There's not some other secret, some course you need to do. Send three payments of $39.99 for the next 12 months and you will be able to. No, nothing like that. It is in your mind. Practice, you know. Running pace, consistency is king, and you need to slow things down and start as you mean to go on. And often they talk about putting time in the bank, you know, what people are trying to do. And the top coaches, they're talking more and more about the power of total consistent pacing. Now, I like to talk about negative splits as well, but different matter. So the recipe for success here is three P's, practice. The more you practice running at a goal pace, the easier it'll be to lock in and to really hold on to it. And that needs to be the heart of your weekly routine. Rather swap one or other practice session and focus on this. And you need to like divide your training into periods where you also slow down or even you walk it off, and then you need to go home. That part of where you just snap out of it, it's like a mental reset. So you've been running at a 5-minute pace and you've been doing that for some time. Don't just then suddenly stop. Build in stop, but then build in that stage where you perhaps from the sports stadium or from the park where you've been running, where you head back home, shake it off. Use a completely different set of timing there so that you have a separator here. And what I would recommend to you is there's an ex-Olympic marathoner. His name is Ed Istone, and he's got a very nice pace sheet. What he says is a 5K pace is what he prefers or recommends working with. And he keeps the distances between 800 and 1,200 meters to that means 6 to 8 intervals of 800 meters at a target pace. Okay, so that's 2 laps around the your sports stadium, and then the same distance he uses for recovery time. A 10K pace. That's just under VO2 max. That's pretty demanding. That's pretty. You need to be in good shape. And he says here he recommends the intervals of maximum 2 kilometers. So you need to do 4 intervals of 1 kilometer at target pace. That's something you can remember very easily. You don't need to be over accurate with this. You'll get better at it as your body adjusts. For the half marathon, it's a lower target pace, means you should be comfortably dropping in the recovery period and use that time to really focus on maintaining the target pace again throughout the next start, because this is a longer distance. So what you'd usually do is you'd start with 3 miles and increase by half a mile every week until you really feel good, at ease running at that half marathon pace. And at least once a week, a recovery day before and after these workouts. Very, very important. They take a lot out of you. That's why people don't like doing them. And often I get asked is, how do I get a feeling of giving it a number? Very simple. And you need to have a number in your mind, because you need to listen to your body, and you can't become better at pacing until you know where you want to adjust to. So where are you heading to? So there's the scale of 1 to 10, with 1, basically it's the rate of perceived exertion. 1 is very light activity, hardly any exertion. That's if you go for a fast walk around the lap of the stadium. 2 to 3 is a light activity. It is a very slow jog. 4 to 6, perceived exertion, is you can still hold the conversation, still somewhat comfortable. Most people spend too much time in 4 to 6. There is room for improvement, because if you had 4 to 6, we still have 7, 8, 9, 10. 7 to 8 is vigorous activity. You are short of
breath, but you can still speak a sentence, more or less. That's 7 to 8. 9, very hard activities. Don't talk to me if I'm at 9. Don't talk to me. 10, I'm doing the maximum effort, the maximum effort. So what should you be aiming for? The thresholds are consistently around 7 to 8. Easy runs are 4 to 6. Again, what does that mean? An easy run where you can still hold a conversation, you're still somewhat comfortable, but the thresholds, short of breath, and you can still speak, but it's vigorous activity that's going on. And learning this will help you be able to judge your ability better. Breathing rate, one another thing, you need to think about your breathing rate, which will help you move from a 4 to 6 to a 7 to 8 level. The faster you run, obviously, the more breathing, the more breathing you need to be doing, your breathing rate picks up. And it's similar to the effort scale. So you need to see how many breaths are you breathing in and how many you're breathing out. And that's quite often also a reason for failure, that runners get distracted, they lose their line of focus on the breathing process, and that's when things usually go wrong. Another method is the foot strike rhythm, counting strides per minute. You can also do that. As you increase speed, of course, you're going to increase your steps per minute as well. And then what is commonly known as the cut down run, in a cut down or progression run, the goal is to get quicker as the run progresses. You know, it's like on a cycle. You know, you're climbing up the gears, and you're getting ready to become faster and faster. And this type of run, it focuses, or it helps you to focus on your ability to really be in control of increasing the pace. That's a wonderful exercise if you start to be doing that. Hey, and just before we end the show, I just need to say a couple of things regarding GPS watches and technology. They're great. I've got a wonderful GPS watch. I love wearing it, especially if I've got the battery charged. Day before yesterday, again, went for a run, and I had the watch with me, and it died on me because I didn't have it charged. I also love sometimes having a phone with me to listen to podcasts, but that's just for a long and boring run. But usually, in my 35 years or over 35 years of running, I grew up as a runner without GPS technology. And I can almost always tell you the pace I'm running at without looking at a watch, because I had the benefit of learning the feel of a pace before technology took away that ability to focus on such a process. And I think many runners struggle to pace because the watch gives instant feedback. But your watch might not be correct. It's really going to be accurate to the race kilometers, you know, the markers. And it's really more helpful to know what your ideal race pace feels like and then find out when you cross the official mile marker. It's a wonderful feeling. One of the best experiences I had, I went for a marathon on my local track. Yep, Saturday morning, I went for a run on my local track to do a marathon. And if you run on my local track, there is the down stretch of 200 meters where you can see the church tower with the clock. And I used that as my reference. I looked up every now and then and I could see I'm on track to finish this marathon exactly in the time I want to finish. Really fantastic. Hey, and technology can also fail you. You know, has your Garmin, your Suunto, your iPhone, your Apple Watch, your TomTom, whatever, your Nike or whatever, haven't they failed once, you know, or they couldn't pick up the satellites? So pacing correctly is something you need to practice. Practice is for a 5K and learn how. You've got some advice now. Less reliance on GPS is a good place to start. And just feel, how did that first mile go? And do you know, if you want to take a watch, take a normal old-fashioned clock that is just telling you the time and start at 10:30 or start at 11 and take it from there. That is good enough. Choose one run per week to dedicate to learn the skill. And before you know it, you're going to be really honed in and you're going to be absolutely so powerful in deciding what pace you're comfortable running at. Hey, and there you have it. Success leaves clues. I just shared those clues with you. You don't have to listen to the doubts in your mind. You can replace them with faith. But there are the days where this faith is going to lift you to overcome any doubts you have. You can learn your pace because no treble. It's all about the pace. Thanks for listening. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.